Praise God. I titled the sermon today, The Greatest Works of God. The Greatest Works of God. And if you look at Psalms 107 and verse 37 with me, he says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Praise God. Amen. The psalmist wants us, he wants the people of this earth, especially the children of God, amen, to praise God for His wonderful works. It's a good thing to remember all that God has done for us and all that God has done through history. It's good to think upon them things. It's encouraging, amen, to know we got a God like that. And not only should we remember it, but we should testify about it, about how good and how awesome our God is. Not only that, but we should praise God for all of His good works that He's done. Praise God for us and throughout history. And when you think about the works of God, amen, King David said, "I would try to declare them, but I can't enumerate them. They're too many for me to even attempt to number. I can't number your good works." Praise God, we can't. God has been working good works for eternity, praise God. And He's always going to be doing good works, and we can't number them all. But what I want to do in this sermon is think about the greatest works of God. Amen. Praise God. If I asked you, what's the greatest work that God has ever done? Praise God, from eternity past to now. What's the greatest thing God has ever done? I'd say that there'd be probably 10 different answers here today. Praise God, because there's so many good works that God's done. Praise God, but we're going to look at a few. Amen. We're going to see, amen, praise God, what's really His greatest work. Flip over a few pages to Psalms 136, Psalms 136, verse 5. And let's read with me, because the Psalms, amen, praise God, are a praise to the marvelous works of God. Now, Psalms 136, verse 5, we're going to read about a good work that God has done. And it says in verse 5, To him that by wisdom, what he's saying is give thanks to God. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise God, when the psalmist was talking about God, he was talking about the God of creation. Praise God, a lot of people, when they think about how great God is, how great Thou art, I mean, they think about creation as the greatest work that God ever did. And the Bible refers to God as Creator over and over again. The Bible says to remember Thy Creator in the days of Thy youth. Praise God, He's Creator. He's Creator God. He's got creative power, praise God. It sets Him apart from all other false gods. Amen. He's the God that created the heavens and the earth. Praise God. He spoke it all into existence in 6 days. He could have done it in 6 seconds if He wanted to. But He done it in 6 days for a reason. Amen. Now think about it. He's talking about, praise God, the sun. How God just spoke and there was the sun, the moon, and the stars. Think about the power that took. The sun is 93 million miles from Earth. That's a long ways, isn't it? Through the center of the sun is 432,000 miles across the center of the sun. It's gigantic. It burns at 28 million degrees. And it transforms 600 million tons of hydrogen into energy and helium every second. I mean, ain't that a powerful creation? That's an awesome creation. Praise God. And God made it. Amen. Spoke it in one day. And that's just a speck in our universe. Amen. This solar system we're in, it's just a speck in all the universe. And God spoke it into existence. My God is a big God. Amen. My God's got all power. Praise God. He can speak the universe into existence. Think about the earth that He made. How beautiful, praise God. Even after we've about destroyed it, it's still beautiful. We still got blue skies and green mountains and some clean streams, praise God. It's an awesome creation. And a lot of people would say that God's greatest work is creation. But I'm wrong. I say that they're wrong. I don't believe it's creation. The greatest thing that God made, when we think about the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the greatest thing God made is man. Man is the chief creation of God. God came down to this earth as He made it. And He made man out of dirt, praise God, in His own image. And He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And God gave man reason. God gave man will. God gave man understanding. Amen. Praise God. And God put man over all creation. The whole earth was to be under His dominion. Oh, what a creature man is. God looked down during the days of the Tower of Babel. He says, praise God, they're all of one language. They're going to be able to do anything they want to do. That's a powerful creation. We flew to the moon. Amen. Man has been to the moon. Man put satellites and spaceships into outer space. We can fly from one end of the earth to the other in a few hours in jets. There's people living at the bottom of the ocean. There's people staying in the space station. We can communicate with people in Ghana, Africa, just like that over the internet, praise God. All these things we've made, it's awesome. Man is an awesome creation. And God made man. Praise God. So people say, maybe, since man is the masterpiece of God in creation, that when God made Adam, that was His greatest work. But it's not. Look at Psalms 136 again with me. There's more the psalmist speaks of. Verse 10, Psalms 136 and verse 10 says, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and with stretched out arm for his mercy endureth forever, to him which divided the Red Sea in the parts for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Praise God. When you read about this great God we serve, amen, one of the greatest works He ever done is called the Exodus. The Exodus. Amen. Think back, praise God, to the days of Moses. God appeared in a flaming bush and said, Moses, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Praise God. He told Moses, you go down to Egypt land and you tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And I'm going to harden his heart and he's not going to. And I'm going to show the world my signs and my wonders. I'm going to show the world my power. And he did. Started out by turning a stick into a snake. Amen. Praise God, then He sent plagues, praise God, of lice and frogs and giant hail. And He turned the sky black, amen, at noonday. But the greatest of the plagues was when He smote the firstborn of Egypt, praise God. Everyone that wasn't right with God, everyone that didn't have the blood of God lost a child. And Pharaoh said, get out. And they began to march, amen, the nation of Israel began to march, amen. There was a cloud leading them, and God was in that cloud. And the grace God, the cloud came to the Red Sea and split the Red Sea. And Israel walked across the Red Sea on dry land. The walls of the sea was like a wall, praise God, on either side. And it was dry land. And when Pharaoh tried to go across, the seas fell upon them and drowned them. And when they was walking in the wilderness, they said, we're hungry, God. And God let manna fall from heaven and fed them angel food. They said, we're thirsty, God. And God caused water to flow from a rock, amen, and gave them water. Praise God, they came to the river of Jordan, it dried up, and they walked across. They came to the walls of Jericho, and they marched around it, and they fell with a shout. Amen, praise God. God's power was on display during the Exodus. God's power was there showing. Joshua said, sun, stand still. Moon, you stand still over the valley. And the sun and the moon obeyed Joshua because God, amen, hearkened to His voice. Amen. God's power was on display during Exodus. But that's not His greatest work. By no means. What is? We're going to have to go down in future, through the future just a little while. Turn to John 3:16 with me. Praise God about another work of God. That's definitely great. John 3:16. We should know it, but we'll read it. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I bet everybody's like, that's what we're waiting for. We knew that that would be the greatest work of God. Let's think about it. Think about it. The Bible says that God created all things through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Ephesians 3:9. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things was made by Him, by this Word. Verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. We think about Hebrews 1, that in these last days, praise God, God has spoken to us by His Son, by whom He created the world. Amen. Before there was an earth, there was a Father, and there was a Son. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. And God was willing, praise God, before the foundations of the world, to give His Son for man. As Brother Shane sung, God saw, when He decided to make man, He saw that man would sin, and God was willing to give His Son.
Amen.
Now, I got one daughter, Stacy, and I love her, and she's a good girl, special. Praise God, and I think, amen, would I give her for a drunk on the street? Would I give her for a prostitute? Would I give her for a drug addict? What would I give her for? And I just tell you, I don't know anything I'd give her for. Praise the Lamb of God, I might let her suffer a little bit if it was going to save a soul, but I just couldn't find it in me to give her to die for somebody else. But it was in God. God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son to die for us. Amen. Praise God. And people say, that must be the greatest work of God. That must be the greatest work that He's ever done. But it's not. We've got to move on. Now look at Matthew 1:23. Matthew 1:23. It says, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Praise God. People say, that must be it. The Son of God became the Son of Man. God slipped down, praise God, from heaven into the womb of a little virgin. Praise the Lamb of God. And took upon Him flesh. Praise God. And think about how He came. He could have said, angels, I want 10,000 of you to escort me down to earth. But praise God, He came silently, praise God, into the womb of the virgin, praise God. Amen. He was born in a stable. He was laid, praise God, in a manger. He could have been born in a castle. He could have been born in a mansion. He could have been born to kings. But He chose to be born of a poor little virgin. He, praise God, became flesh. Nobody was there to worship Him. Praise God, the earth was the Son of God, the Creator, laying in a manger. Nobody was there to worship Him. But the angels couldn't contain themselves. And when they began to shout, and they said, glory to God in the highest. Praise God. Somebody was going to worship the Son of God. Amen. And they told the shepherds, praise God, we got good news to all people today. The Savior's been born. Praise the Lamb of God. Is that the greatest work? The Son becoming man? No. We've got to go further. Look with me in Acts 10:38. Praise God. Acts 10:38. Listen to this. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How about the life of Jesus? Praise God, you imagine that? He lived on this earth 33 and a half years, and He didn't see Him one time. That's awesome. Praise the Lamb of God, and He always did that which was good. He turned water into wine. He walked on the water. He spoke, and the winds and the seas obeyed His voice. He healed the sick. He healed them with leprosy. He healed them with palsy. He spit in the eyes of the blind, and their eyes would open, praise God, and they could see. Amen. He opened and unloosed the tongue of the deaf and the dumb, praise God, so they could hear and they could speak. He raised the dead. He just looked in the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come on. Come out, praise God. And a dead man came out walking, praise God. All these mighty works that He done, praise God, these works of Jesus, which is the work of God, praise God, that's got to be it. It's not it. Praise God, that's not the greatest works of God. It's not the greatest work of God. Now look at 2 Corinthians with me. We've got to move on. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Second Corinthians 5:21 says, "For He has made Him, made Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." Now we've reached Calvary. And praise God, you're saying this has got to be it. This has got to be the greatest work ever. Jesus hanging upon the cross. Praise God, you've got to be brought to that. Any real preacher is going to take you through Calvary. Let's think about Calvary. The spotless Lamb of God. The Son of the living God. The Creator nailed to a cross. He had had His face fit full. He had been beaten. His back was ripped, praise God, with the old whip. His hand was nailed to an old rugged tree. His feet was pierced. His side was pierced. Praise God. Think about it. He was up on the cross. His blood was running down to the ground. And people was mocking Him, jeering Him. There's mocking today. Amen. Praise God. There's mocking today. When we say, "Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God," but we don't bow our knee and obey Him. Amen. Praise God. We're mocking Him. That's a mockery. If He's Lord, if He's Son of God, if He's God, if He's over all, we better be obeying Him. But there He was, praise God, and I'm being mocked. And all of a sudden the sky went black. What was going on? The Bible says that God laid upon Him the iniquity of us all. Praise God, amen. The iniquity of all them that had died in the past. Praise God, the iniquity of all them that was alive was laid upon Him. And all of them that would be born, that's us, was laid upon Jesus. And He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me? Praise God, amen. The hand of God was on His Son for wrath and not pleasure. And man, He died for our sins upon that cross. But before He died, He said, "It's finished. It's finished. It's paid in full. I paid their sin debt. I can let the captive free now. I can set them free. Amen. It's finished. Praise God." And people say, that's got to be the greatest work of God. That's got to be the grandest thing ever done. I say we got to move on. I say we got to go a little bit further. Look at Revelations with me. Revelations 1 and 18. Praise the Lamb of God. Revelations 1 and 18. Revelations 1 verse 18. The Lord Jesus says, "I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death." Praise God. Here He is. He's risen. Jesus is alive. He's well, praise God. When little Mary came to the tomb, amen, the stone was rolled away. And the angel said, "What are you doing looking for the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen, praise God. You can look where the body laid." Praise God, He was alive, amen. He showed Himself to Mary. He showed Himself to Peter. He showed Himself to the leaven. Praise God. And then He appeared to old Thomas on that day. And He said, "Thomas, stretch forth your finger and put it in my nail prints. Amen. Take your hand and thrust it into my side. And don't be doubtful, but believe." Praise God. And Thomas hit them knees. And he said, "My Lord and my God." Praise God. Amen. The resurrected Jesus. He's alive forevermore. How do you know He's alive, brother? I talked to Him this morning. Amen. Praise God, He's alive. Praise God. He's alive and well. He's got the keys to death and hell. He's got the power to set us free from our sins. He's got the power to give us life. Praise God. He's got the power to keep us saved. And praise the Lamb of God. He's got the power to take us to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. He's resurrected. Now think about the greatness of the resurrection. The Bible says if Jesus wasn't resurrected, He was a liar. If Jesus wasn't resurrected, the apostles were all liars. And if Jesus wasn't resurrected, we're all in our sins. We're all going to hell, amen. But He's alive forevermore. Praise the Lamb of God. And He saves to the uttermost. He's on the right hand of God. Amen. Able to save you to the uttermost. All the way. Praise God, He's alive. Is that the greatest work, brothers? I believe we've got to move on. We've got to move on. Look at Timothy now. Praise the Lamb of God. Now this is my personal opinion of the greatest work of God. 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9. Listen what it says. Praise the Lamb of God. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 9. He says, who, speaking of Jesus, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began. The best work that I know, that I can say, God, this is the greatest work I've ever seen You do, I've ever known You do, was March of 1998. Amen. Praise God, it was when Jesus came by my way and saved me and saved my soul. Praise God, my life has never been the same. I've been transformed. He took me from the guttermost to the uttermost. I was a wicked child of the devil, and He made me a saint of the living God. He took me from the pits of hell, and He gave me a home on high, praise God. And He's my friend. And that's a miracle of grace, praise the Lamb of God. Think about being saved. It's a miracle. Think about it. The Bible says that any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. He's a new creation. There's the miracle of creation right there in the new birth. Amen. It's found in every believer. How about the Exodus? Amen. The Bible says that He's come to set us free. Amen. Praise God, to deliver us from the bondage of the devil. There's an Exodus when you get saved. You walk out of the pits of hell. Amen. To the newness of life. Amen. There's an Exodus miracle there too. How about the indwelling? We talk about the incarnation of Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, I'll come and make my abode in you. Amen. Jesus in us is a hope of glory. Amen. The Son of the living God coming and making His abode in me, in you, praise God. What a thing. How about death? The dying of the Son of God upon that cross. The Bible says that we've been crucified with Jesus. Amen. If you've repented of your sins, you've been crucified with Jesus. Amen. Crucified, buried with Him in baptism. Amen. The death and the burial has been fulfilled in your life, praise God. And then the resurrection. Amen. If we saved today, we've been raised up to the newness of life. The miracle of the resurrection is in us, in you, praise God. If you're saved, praise God. March 1998, He saved a wretched sinner like me. I was suffering. That was a miracle. When was it for you? If you saved today, walking in the grace of Almighty God, then you've experienced a miracle as great as creation. You've experienced a miracle as great as the Exodus, praise God. You've been made a new creation. Praise God. What a work. What a work. But today, praise God, if you're not saved, if you're not born again, guess what? There's a miracle waiting to happen. Praise God, it's waiting to happen. All you have to do is receive it, praise God. As many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. You talk about the power of the Son, praise God. Think about the power of the S-O-N when He comes into your life and He sets you free and He saves you, amen. You can have Him today. If you're lost, undone, and backslid, praise God, today you can make it right. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Right now is the accepted time. Right now, praise God. Real simple. If you're willing to turn from your sins and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can pray. Amen. Just a simple prayer. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know I've sinned against You. And I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I ask You to forgive me. I ask You to come into my life and save me. And I'll live for You by Thy grace. I'll live for You. You'll give me strength, I know, to live. Amen. For You. And I'll submit myself to You as Lord. Praise God. Something simple. That don't have to be the exact words, but it's got to come from your heart. Lord, I'm taking You today as my Savior. Amen. Praise God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise God. Willing to be praised. Willing to be served. It's the duty of every man, woman, and child on this earth to serve God. He commands everybody on earth to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Everybody. If we put it off, we're sinning even more. Amen. Sinning even more. But I'm going to open the altar. Ask Brother Shane to sing Amazing Grace or whatever he's got on his heart. But if you don't know Jesus today, altar's open. It's always open. If you don't know Him today, if you're not saved or backslid, maybe you need to come back to the Lord. The altar's open. Come to Him. Praise God. Let's pray, church. The altar's open.